Stop 7, the mine manager's house. These ruins are from a house that was built here in 1872. First it was the mine manager's house, and later was the home of the school teacher, Mr. Palliser. We have some idea what the place looked like because there exists a photo which was captioned Captain Palliser's House, Eureka, 1925, Miss Cherry. Standing in one corner is Miss Cherry, in a long-sleeved dress falling to her calves. She's wearing dark stockings, and there's a large flower pinned to her left breast. The only flesh showing is her hands clasped in front. A mosquito net hangs from her wide hat, hiding her face. Under the veil, it's impossible to tell her age. Behind Miss Cherry, the walls of this house are in ruins, but they're higher than they are now. In the middle of the long wall is the frame of a rough wooden door, which would have been hung on large metal hinges. On each side of the door was a window, and there was a stone chimney at the right-hand end. The gabled roof would have been made of sheets of bark and saplings. And Miss Cherry? Maybe a former student of Captain Palliser, or his assistant teacher? Or maybe is she connected to the mine manager who lived here before the school teacher? He was the boss of the Eureka Consolidated Mine, one of the several companies that came here to exploit the reef. One reason his house was built right here was to be near the tramway that ran behind the house, along the embankment you can see. That's where his men pushed the gold-laden quartz down to the crusher below, so the manager's house was in a good place to keep an eye on his precious gold. So let's follow the line to the crushing battery. Stop 8, the tram car line, is the length of a cricket pitch down the track, so if you don't want to tarry here at the old house, in which case hit pause, just let this pod tour run through to track 8.